Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Test Talks. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. And this is a show for engineers and their managers who want to know what really works with test automation. And today, we'll be speaking with Masha Kozinets, Director of Product Management at SmartBear, and Jeff Martin, an engineer at SmartBear, to go over how a test management tool like QA Complete can help you achieve test automation awesomeness with the ability to plan, organize, and schedule all your tests. I'll be honest with you, I'm really digging on SmartBear lately as a company. They really seem to really care about their customers, and they really respond to your needs and your requests. For example, I'm dealing with another competitor of theirs on a paid tool. The other day, I entered in a request asking, does this tool support authentication? And if not, can you just give me some hints or point me in the right direction on what we need to do in order to modify it to get it to work? And basically, now let me tell you, this is enterprise support that I'm getting. They sent me back a PDF and said, if it's not on my list, I can't help you. And I wrote back saying, really? Because, you know, SmartBear has a tool called SOAP UI, the open source version that supports this. And I have a hard time believing that a paid tool of this caliber does not support this functionality. And the guy just got back to me and said, sorry, it's not on the list. Company policy can't help you. I don't think that would ever happen at SmartBear. I have a feeling that you'd be able to call up SmartBear and you would get that issue resolved. And if not resolved, you know, they at least throw you a bone. They probably would try to help in some way or point you in the right direction. And that's why, you know, I'm really digging on SmartBear and why I really appreciate them. And in the past, I've interviewed a few people from SmartBear and they're all the same. They're all very intelligent and very eager to help and seem really into what they do. And not necessarily just in it for the money, but they seem to really have a passion for it. So make sure to check out episode 14 of Test Talks with Paul Bruce, where he goes over performance testing using Load UI. And also episode 12, where we speak with Mike Giller about SOAP UI and API testing, both excellent episodes. And I think this one also is going to be very informative, so check it out. Hi, Jeffrey. Hey, Masha. Welcome to Test Talks.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Joe. It's nice to meet you.
So this is the first time I've never had a group conversation on Skype, so this is a Test Talk first, so this is excellent. Before we get started, can you just tell us a little bit more about SmartBear?
SmartBear software is the choice of more than 2 million software professionals and over 25,000 organizations in 90 countries that use our products to build and deliver the world's best software applications. So basically, we are in business of delivering software quality. Our Test Complete product recently earned its fourth Jolt Award since 2010. This time it's Jolt Productivity Award in its Best Testing Tools category. So we do offer several applications that are key in software delivery process for development, for testing, for API readiness, application performance management, and also across different platforms such as desktop and web and mobile platforms as well. We actually have very dedicated loyal customer base, millions of developers and testers and operations team already using SmartBear products. They using SmartBear products to be productive and profitable and growing, actually supporting the emergence of DevOps. So that's kind of a quick overview of what SmartBear is and what our products do for our customers.
Awesome. So today I'd like to talk specifically about QA Complete. So in a nutshell, can you tell us what QA Complete is?
I'm the product owner for QA Complete, and this is a product that primarily helps users to manage their tests. The term is here is test orchestration. So it's a product that helps users with test orchestration as well as provide traceability across project lifecycle. It adds cool features such as reporting. So it allows teams to collaborate on tests, on testing activities across the project lifecycle, and provides QA managers and business analysts with a whole holistic view of the quality of their project across the project lifecycle.
So I might add something onto that. The main reason people really like QA Complete is that it provides a central hub for managing and reporting all of your testing activity, and not just tests, but requirements, manual and automated tests, all the way through defects, and then just be able to see where exactly you are at any given point.
How does it integrate with other products? And the reason why I ask this is we just started going towards more open source development tools. And, you know, so we use Rally, Perforce, all these other tools. So is there like an API or something that these tools can use to feed their information into QA Complete?
Absolutely. We actually have a full and open API in the background. It's SOAP-based. There's another one. We've just launched new kind of beginning of a RESTful API around the test execution and orchestration. So that would be for automated testing. But it's a very well documented and open API. That's included with the license. So it's not like we charge extra for API access.
What kind of test tools does it integrate with? So could I run Selenium and actually just call that API and be able to write my results out to QA Complete?
So theoretically, you can write to this API from anything. One of our other kind of flagship product, SOAP UI, is commonly actually executing script to actually write into QA Complete's API and post results. The main use we have right now of that is our automated testing product, Test Complete. There's theoretically no limitations about where that information can come from.
Awesome. So let's talk about the SmartBear tools themselves, like Test Complete, SOAP UI, Load UI. Would all those be able to, out of the box, work with QA Complete?
Not out of the box for anything except Test Complete. It would require a little bit of scripting, for instance, in SOAP UI / Ready API, to be able to just write right in. But it's actually helping a customer with that today. So people do that.
I'll admit, I've never used QA Complete. I believe there's a demo version you can download for free. I don't know how many days it is. I assume it's 30 days. But do you know how that competes with, say, your competitor like HPLM or Quality Center? What differentiates QA Complete from Quality Center or LM?
First of all, we are a very affordable solution in this space. We are a very economical solution for customers who are looking for this type of software. We also provide a lot of customization and flexibility for our customers. We also, even though we're not a startup, we are a mature company, but sometimes we do act as a new company. We are very invested in each and every customer relationship that we have. So we always have open communication going back and forth with our customers, and we listen to customer issues. So unlike some of the bigger players in the market, this is our business, and we actually invested in it every day and invested in our customers on a regular basis, communicating with them and listening to their requests.
What are the different modules within QA Complete?
Essentially, we have four main modules: the releases, requirements, tests, and defects. And importantly, any of those modules can be integrated with other tools. So just to talk about Jira, for instance, lots of people use Jira to manage their defects. There's no reason that you would have to force your developers to switch to QA Complete's defect module. You would just integrate that defect module to Jira, and everything else you get with QA Complete can communicate with Jira. So you keep that traceability, so you have the requirements, your tests in QA Complete, and your defects in Jira, but they can all be reported on from QA Complete.
If I'm in an IDE, say a developer's IDE like Eclipse, are there any plugins that allows me to communicate with QA Complete right within my IDE?
We do have integrations with several of them through a third party, but not within the tool itself. So several people have written their own plugins, really.
Is there a new version of QA Complete that recently came out?
We just came out with a new version, QA Complete 9.9, and this is the version that delivers new and improved integration capability with our other flagship product, Test Complete.
So if you're already a Test Complete user, it sounds like QA Complete is the perfect complement to it. It seems like they both integrate seamlessly. So when I run tests within Test Complete, I assume I save my results within QA Complete and look at, in one location, the results of a test run or multiple test runs with the history?
Oh, yes, but we actually extended it even beyond that, because not only can you just have your Test Complete results posted to QA Complete, for instance, you can actually use QA Complete to orchestrate your automated testing. That includes scheduling, host maintenance, so host actual visibility into the host, whether or not this particular computer is up or down. And even better, you can combine the automated and manual testing together. And this is key because, you know, it's somewhere around 80% manual still out there. Not everybody can do, you know, 50, 60% test automation, nor should they. There's a lot of things that manual testing makes better sense for. But there's pieces of those manual tests that you can get a huge return on investment for automating.
How would that work? Would you create a test lab and you would drag in both your automated and your manual tests? And when you run it, when it gets to the manual test, you'd get a pop-up asking you for, you know, run step A and what are the results?
So it actually works very similar to, you mentioned HP before, but they have a concept of call to test, and that would lets them call to different manual tests. We've done very similar thing, but with automated testing as well. So I can build one test set that consists of, let's say, 5 or 6 manual tests and 3 or 4 automated tests. And I can run that. It will execute all the automated tests in order. And then I can do my manual tests as well, again, in order, using that for all sorts of pretty neat use cases. Things like, you know, maybe I am testing a website and I want to go through an entire user story, but I can data drive the logins.
If there's an error and things like that, can you also grab a screenshot and also upload it to QA Complete?
Actually, that's interesting. Test Complete automatically grabs screenshots. It actually doesn't just grab screenshots. It grabs object information as well. That lets you do some pretty nifty stuff like modify the test after it's been run. So you can add checkpoints in the middle of an automation test. But it also lets you, kind of saved into the report, have screenshots of every single step that the automated test has taken.
Very cool. Does that also have a feature where you can record a video of what went wrong and replay it?
No, unfortunately, we don't record videos, but essentially for us, a video is a series of screenshots in any case, right? Every single action. So they're firing off so fast, I can't even think of how a video would be different.
So is there a way to purge the database after a certain amount of time for maintenance? I assume over time that would create a lot of data in the back end that you'd probably want to clean up every so often.
There are ways to clean it up. One of the things, of course, though, nowadays, storage is pretty inexpensive. And we have databases out there that are gigantic. You know, but for $60, I can go buy another 3 terabytes. So it's not really a big deal anymore for storage space.
You also mentioned scheduling. And this might sound like an odd question, but there's a competitor of yours where for 10 years, I've been asking for a feature where I can schedule a test to be reoccurring. So I can say, run this test every night at 11 p.m. And right now what I have to do is I have to go into my Windows machine, I have to create a VB script that has the test suite I want to run, and I need to use the Windows scheduler to run it Monday through Friday, and it's just a pain. Does QA Complete have any extra scheduling functionality that allows you to do things like that?
Oh, yes. We actually put a lot of thought into the scheduling. You can list out exactly which computers you want the test to run on, which days of the week, just, you know, check off Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever date you want to run. Specify a time. You can even specify how long you want to wait so that if it's taking X over an hour, automatically assume it's failed. You can do some pretty nifty stuff with scheduling, all within the tool, so you don't have to mess around with batch files or Windows Scheduler, Task Manager, or whatever.
Are there any cool features in QA Complete that you think most users don't know about or that's underutilized?
Yes. I'm thrilled you asked that question because it's the first thing I cover when I talk to customers. There's a lot of pretty nifty abilities in there. One of them is the ability to customize your workflow. What I mean by that is everything goes through a status. So, for instance, a requirement might need to be proposed and then approved. QA Complete allows you to customize all of that. And even better, it can actually let you change the behavior of your forms based on those statuses. So, simple case in that might be, if I have a rejected status for a requirement, maybe I want to require the rejection reason field to be filled out. But for all my other statuses, say accepted, I don't need to show the rejection reason field, so I can just hide it from my form.
Excellent. So how would you customize it? What language do you use to do that?
Actually, it's a UI within the tool.
So it's like drag and drop type thing?
Exactly. So it's actually check marks. So it's less drag and drop, more checking things off or drop downs. So things like, you know, lock this field or make it hidden.
Switch gears a little bit. I just want to take it up a higher level. Is there anything you've seen over and over again that most people trying to manage their test or the test process are doing wrong?
In my past experiences, and I've been in software industry for many years, I've actually been a QA engineer myself for over 10 years. And in my past experiences, I did not have such tools that are available to our customers right now with SmartBear products. So I've seen a lot of inefficiencies and loss of productivity because there were a lot of silos in terms of testing activity. So I've worked in the environment where different types of testers, be it a manual tester versus an automation QA engineer, didn't have an efficient way to bring their tests together in one place. And me, in my life as a QA manager, I did not really have a tool that provided me with a visibility across all test cases associated with the release. So I've seen a lot of inefficiency in my past life as a QA engineer, as a QA manager. And later on, and I've been in product management for another 10 years, what I've seen is somebody in my capacity as a product manager oftentimes wants to see the status of all the testing activity and the status of quality, say, right before the release. And I've seen so many times projects being delayed, being released with issues just because managers and, product managers, business analysts did not have that visibility readily available at their fingertips that QA Complete gives our users right now, where you can actually see all the testing activities and see all the testing results in one place. So I love QAC because it actually, if I had it in my previous life, that it would really increase my visibility and it will help me deliver quality products faster.
Are there any dashboard features that would allow different groups to be able to like say a manager wants to just see his group and the results of their tests as opposed to another manager? Is there any sort of concept like that within QA Complete?
Oh, yes. There's a bunch of different ways to see information. Dashboards are there. They're useful, but actually we give you a lot more capabilities than just the dashboards because you can very easily build your own filters. You can create ad hoc groupings, even nested ad hoc groupings. So I can see at a glance, show me all of the high priority defects that are owned by my, QA person number one within 3 seconds. So you don't even need to worry about running reports. You can see it within the tool. There's also a lot of search capability.
Talking about search, is it easy enough to do a lot of search and replace for bulk changes?
We have a concept in the tool called the fast edit, and that lets you do things like search and replace. We also give you some pretty, kind of useful capabilities. Unfortunately, people do leave organizations or they go somewhere else, and you might want to reassign everything from, let's say, Bill to Jane. We give you the capability of doing that with only a few button clicks.
In terms of releases, is there anything specific or that QA Complete would fit nicely in within an agile process so it's not like a heavy-handed kind of thing?
QA Complete actually has both enterprise, which is on-prem, and also a SaaS version. We do provide releases very often, especially with SaaS version. As you know, we can fully adapt to the agile process and actually make new features and enhancements available to our customers as soon as they become available. So it's a great model that's working for us.
We try to use the same tools that our developers use, so we have to use version control. So is there any version control capabilities within QA Complete?
Yes, especially around the tests. So every single test change, by default, it's configurable. By default, it's anytime you make a change to your manual test steps or change the descriptions. There's a couple other fields. We actually save a brand new version of that test. We never overwrite them. My demos, I use an example with 90 different versions. I roll back to version 17 and accentuate the fact that, look, if I make a change to version 17, it's going to create version 91. You're never going to override it. You can always see which version you're running, and you can always revert back to any of the previous versions.
Are there any resources or books you would recommend to help someone to learn QA Complete or test management in general?
We have a lot of resources available on smartbear.com. There's a resource tab. We have things like ebooks available. We have white papers available. And we also have a number of blogs available. And they could cover all sorts of subjects related to best practices in automation, for example, how to test APIs, for example, some cool automation techniques or peer code review or new resources on HTML5, things like that. Great resources on automation of mobile testing is now available. We have an ebook there. So I just wanted to mention that because that's a wealth of information that's available to everybody.
Right. Yeah, I have to say that you guys have really great documentation. I know from SOAP UI, I can go in, I don't have to log in as a user, and there's a lot of examples out there with a lot of images, so it's been really helpful. So is this something like the Test Dojo, or is there anything specifically for QA Complete that has these best practices resources that people can go to?
Nothing's quite as specific as that Test Dojo, which is, I mean, absolutely amazing. It's a little bit more fleshed out inside of our QA Complete section of that. The easiest place to go is qacomplete.com, and that works beautifully. We do have a lot of stuff on our blog, however. Pretty nice stuff on that as well.
For patches and things like that, are there any charges? Someone needs to upgrade to a newer version. Are there any extra costs involved in that? Or is there like a maintenance plan that someone could have that would cover all those types of incremental changes?
Actually, one of the kind of core philosophies here is we don't nickel and dime people. So you buy the solution. It's not like you buy requirements and then you buy tests. You laugh, but I know people do that. You buy the whole thing.
Right.
API access, every single module. If you don't need to use requirements, and some people don't, that's fine, but you have it. You can use just tests at the beginning and expand outwards and do your whole software development lifecycle in the tool later. We don't nickel and dime you. Maintenance is for SaaS, is just included in the license, and it's a very small charge for the on-premise offering. We do releases, every once in a quarter or so.
Within QA Complete, does it handle any sort of test data management for you, for your test complete scripts?
That's actually a good question. Not for your test complete scripts. We give you capabilities to data drive manual tests. So there's actually a lot of data management around the idea of, even in a manual test, inserting variables and then populating them and iterating through a series of manual tests.
Okay, Masha and Jeffrey, before we go, what is one piece of actionable advice you can give someone starting off with QA Complete? And what is the best way to learn more about SmartBear or contact you?
The best way to learn about our products is go onto smartbear.com. There is a wealth of information on all of our products. Per product, you can drill down and find all the information on the product, as well as you can download a free trial. And, can kind of learn about the products hands-on. And like I said, there are a wealth of resources available on that website as well.
One of the things that people tend to overlook when they start a trial is because there's a lot of very powerful things like the aforementioned workflows that are actually a little bit buried. They're behind the scenes. The best piece of advice I can give is to click around a little bit, dig into the tool. It's capable of a lot more than they probably think. It is a completely full-featured enterprise-level ALM test management solution. It's very, very deep, so it's best not to just give it the once-over. Dig in a little bit. Call us. Ask questions. We love to talk to customers.
Excellent. I have noticed that your customer service is excellent. You really do react to customer suggestions. So I just want to give you kudos for that. I think you're a great company.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
If you like what you hear on Test Talks, head on over to testtalks.com and click on the subscribe and iTunes icon. Leave, hopefully, a 5-star review, and I will give you a personal shout out at the beginning of an upcoming episode. Thank you for joining me on Test Talks. And remember, you can find the links to everything of value that we talked about today in the show notes at www.testtalks/22. And as always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.